If I wanted to grow a shamrock in Arizona, could I do that? High mountains, maybe?
Well, you can grow them as a potted plant.
Okay.
Here in the low desert, or in full shade. Actually, makes a pretty good ground cover if it's in, you know, a completely shaded area. But a lot of people will grow them as an indoor plant in a pot, as a potted, like, house plant. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
What do you ask for at the nursery? A shamrock?
Probably. It's probably going to be some type of oxalis, which is a tuberous or a bulb.
Okay.
That's how it started. You'd want to buy them already started now. But they should have them as that.
Let's get to Chris next on the line. Wants to talk peaches. Let me introduce you to Mr. Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got 6 Bonanza dwarf peach trees that have been in the ground since 2010. The average production is between 400 and 600 pounds a year the last several years. But this year I've only got about 5 blooms on all 6 trees. Is that from the chill hours?
Very.
Or my wife thinks, is that from me spraying the fence behind it and getting the spray overspray on the tree? Or are they just getting to the age where they're dying out at 8 years in the ground?
Now, I don't think 8 years in the ground. Now, if they were 12 to 15 years in the ground, I'd say they're going to start perhaps going downhill. It very likely could be. I mean, I don't know how many chill hours we had this year, but it wasn't very many. And Bonanza's kind of a medium. It's not real, real low. It certainly is low enough that on most normal years we get good crops. But I would suspect there's going to be some issues with some of our stone fruit production this spring and summer because of our very warm winter.
We did have one of those, and our peach trees haven't even started budding out yet.
No, I know, yeah, and it might just be that it's a little early to be worried about it. My neighbor has a Bonanza peach in the front yard right by where I park on the side of his front yard, and it hasn't popped yet. So I wouldn't be too concerned as of right now, but certain varieties, it's probably going to be an issue.
And a good heavy produce of that, several hundred pounds, make sure you're applying your fertilizer. It's that takes a lot of energy to create.
Absolutely.
That kind of...
And along with citrus, stone fruits or summer fruits should be being fertilized if they haven't already. Absolutely. And of course, the Farm's Choice is my favorite.
He's in a 623 number. Does Elgin Nursery,
they do,
still supply?
Absolutely.
The Farm's Choice?
Yep. Good place to go for it.
Cool. All right, let's get to Robert next on the line with the mesquite tree. And it opens up a line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888. Rosie, for you. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes. I planted a fully mature mesquite on a tenant-occupied piece of property about 3 years ago. I don't think it's Chilean mesquite. I think the nursery said it was an American mesquite. But anyway, whatever it is, I don't think the tenant is watering it enough. Now it's shedding its bark. And I told the tenant, I think it's on its last legs. And he said, well, he's got an arborist who's said it's okay. Well, when the bark starts to come off, isn't that, aren't we in trouble?
Well, not necessarily. Mesquites do, especially as they get old and mature, have kind of a little bit of a peeling bark to them. So it's not too big of a deal. Now, is there any sap or anything oozing out of the bark? Is
no,
it just bark
it,
that's
no,
peeling
no,
off?
No, it seems dry. It just, okay. It just seems like the whole bark is coming off at a point on the trunk.
Yeah. Well, I don't. That may or may not be a problem. It isn't necessarily a problem with certain trees that get these big sclerified tissued barks, where we get some shaggy kind of peeling stuff coming off. It's not that uncommon, and mesquites are not going to look their best this time of year anyway. With cooler weather, it's not uncommon for them to lose a lot of leaves, if not most all of their leaves, through the winter months. And as soon as we start to warm up, in fact, the old-timers will tell you when the mesquites start to leaf out and blossom that, winter is officially over. So they're They like the warm weather. They won't grow much until it gets warm. So I wouldn't be too concerned. You know, they do need some water to look good. They don't need much through the winter months, though, at all. So I don't think it's a big deal yet.
We appreciate the call, and good luck with that mesquite tree and having your tenant and you guys come to agreement on how to best grow and harvest that. I was in Prescott yesterday, and it's still a lot of things haven't even started to bloom up there yet.
Which is probably good, because they're a long way still from being done with potential cold. In fact, this next storm that's coming tonight is supposed to snow down pretty low. So
when I left and came down 89A, I did the real windy way to Wilhoit.
Uh-huh.
And there was still the north side of the mountain range of the Bradshaws was still dusted and snow on the top.
Yeah. So yeah, they're, you know, at that elevation, they're a long ways from winter being over yet.
You're still in the your outdoor activities is still chopping.
Well, they're pruning and mulching and, you know, starting to fertilize. And there's some things they can be doing, but probably don't want to be hoping your fruit trees are blossoming out yet.
But they should have a good chill hour for their harvest.
I would think so.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.